The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
We've all had hard days at work, but I'll tell you what, in law enforcement, a hard day can leave some real lasting emotional scars, and that's one of the reasons the Port Huron Police Department has a peer support team. They started this last year. Joining us right now to talk more about that is Port Huron Police Department Detective Adrian Meinsberg. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is such a great idea. How's it been going since the support team started last year?
So the support team started a year ago, and we have six officers that are a part of the team, and it's been really, really busy. I wasn't sure how the team would go, but we get phone calls. We get people stopping in to see us. I think it's really convenient for the officers, and I think it's also like they know that we understand what they're going through, so it's easy for them to come and talk to us. So it's been going really well.
Well, that's fantastic. It's not always easy to talk about trauma, and that's something that people in your line of work face on a pretty regular basis, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, the average person sees 4 to 5 traumas in a lifetime, and officers, they see 100 to 400 traumatic events during their career. So it's a large number, and, you know, throughout our career, it can wear on you. So it's nice to have somebody to talk to, just if you're having a hard day or you had a tough call, and somebody that kind of understands or has been through, you know, what you're going through.
Yeah. Is this a trend in police work? I mean, are other departments doing this? Is this something that law enforcement is really beginning to recognize the importance of mental well-being?
It is. You know, in the last 5 years, I've really noticed it. I went to a school back in 2019, and local law enforcement agencies throughout the state of Michigan have really, you know, jumped on and started programs similar to ours. Obviously, you're seeing a big focus on it throughout the country as well. Law enforcement's taken some big hits in the last couple of years, and so people are really starting to focus on it. And being that it's May, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, so we're really putting a focus on it this month as well.
Well, that's certainly good. I mean, there also, in recent years, has been an increased number of police and other law enforcement personnel taking their own lives. I mean, the suicide rate among police officers has really skyrocketed nationwide, hasn't it?
It has. You know, we are always focusing on those numbers of law enforcement killed in the line of duty, but it was kind of taboo to talk about law enforcement officers that would take their lives. And if you look at those numbers, they're higher than officers that are killed in the line of duty, and they were quite staggering a couple of years ago, and even the last couple of years, they're trending really high. So, yeah, it's something we really need to focus on is taking care of our officers.
I mentioned this is something you're doing at the Port Huron Police Department, but also through CMH, you're doing this sort of on a county-wide basis too, aren't you?
Yeah, so there's a few of our officers that are on a county-wide team that was organized by CMH, and we do debriefings throughout the county for any agency. You know, I've been a part of several other debriefings for other agencies, not necessarily law enforcement or even first responders. They've just been other agencies that have, you know, had a tough something go on in their agency and they want to do a debriefing. So we do it throughout the county. We also do it, you know, for our other agencies such as, you know, our EMS, our fire, all of those first responders as well.
I can't even imagine the kind of traumatic events that you encounter on a regular basis, and some of it we hear about in the news, but there's just a lot of stuff that never makes the news that and likely is because police have intervened before things escalated and got out of control. But it really can leave a lasting scar, can't it?
It surely can. You know, I've talked recently to a couple of our retirees who had talked about some of those things that they still remember from their career, things that probably will never leave them. You know, they drive by a house and they remember a certain call they were on, or, you know, just something that will trigger that memory. And it does leave lasting scars and things that sometimes are just, they're a part of who we are, though, too, you know.
Yeah. I'm talking with Adrian Meinsberg from the Port Huron Police Department about the peer support team. And like you said, this is just a few officers that make themselves available to talk with other officers that have been through a traumatic event. Is that basically how this works?
Yeah, we also do debriefings at our department. So if we have a major event, we do a debriefing the next day. Sometimes they want to talk beyond that, so they'll stop in and chat. Or, you know, sometimes they're going through other things in their life and they just want somebody to talk to. And they don't necessarily want to go see a counselor or a psychologist or a psychiatrist. So they'll just come talk to us. It's just somebody that they can lean on and talk to. And we make ourselves available for them. And, you know, our goal here is for our officers to be mentally well, and they're supposed to take care of our community. And so in order to do that, they got to take care of themselves.
It's got to be a real comfort to know that that is available, you know, even if you don't have to, haven't had to use it yet, or you don't use it on a regular basis, just to know that if you've had a rough day out there, or if there's something even from the past that's weighing down on you, you've got somebody to talk to.
Yeah, I think it's helpful to most people. I get, you know, texts and phone calls and people stepping in, and they'll reach out to me later on and say, you know, that was helpful. I was thankful I had you to talk to, or, you know, I really appreciate it. And, you know, sometimes it's really just being nothing more than a friend, you know, just somebody that they can come to. So I think it's helpful for so many.
Well, that's fantastic. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for joining us this morning and talking about this. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate you guys.
Hey, by the way, we didn't mention this. You received, the department did, an award from Community Mental Health for this effort.
We did. We received Agency of the Year Award for all the hard work that our ladies and gentlemen of Port Huron Police have done to get this program going.
Well deserved. That's fantastic. Adrian, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, bye-bye.